Would you please clear up for us why this particular vaccine can't be given to us through our doctor's office?
Sure. It's more a question of the numbers and how the vaccine is packaged and distributed. So I'll just go through how things are delivered. The vaccine comes in vials of 10 doses, and it has to be reconstituted. That is, the adjuvant and the vaccine itself has to be put together and used within 24 hours, and it has to stay at the same temperature that it has been delivered in, which means it has to be cold at a specific temperature. And also, to speed up the process of delivery, the federal government and the manufacturer, GlaxoSmithKline, and the province have taken some unusual steps. That is, not with safety, but with the logistics, the packaging, and the labeling. So this is how the numbers run. The initial doses are packaged in 500 dose boxes that can't be split because of the temperature that the boxes are maintained. There's a specific packaging. And there are limited doses. There are 35,000 doses to start. You have 500 doses per batch in a box, and you have 800 family doctors in Ottawa. So the numbers don't add up, because if you deliver one box to a family doctor, because the box can't be split, that's 40,000 doses. Plus, at the same time, most family doctors are not going to be vaccinating 500 people. Secondly, it means that you'll have a lot of wastage, because you'll have maybe two or three doses given from that vial and seven doses may be wasted. You have to use that stuff within 24 hours. Then there's post-marketing surveillance that's been put on the backs of public health, which a lot of doctors don't have the resources to do. You have to get patient demographics. You have to register each person. You have to report this back to the provider of the vaccines, so that the government can keep track of how many people have been vaccinated, what age ranges have been done. So it's a lot more work than just a seasonal flu, right, where you don't have to do that.
Okay.
So that is the problem.
So we're stuck with doing it in public health clinics, such as the ones that are taking place. The issue now is whether they can speed up the process. Can I, because there's so much email going back and forth between people, and one of them that's making the rounds is quoting this Dr. Russell Blaylock on the swine flu as saying, no one should take this vaccine. It's one of the most dangerous ever devised. It contains an immune adjuvant called squalene, MF59, shown to cause severe autoimmune disorders. So, is this or is this not true?
It's not true. First of all, it's not MS-59. It's AS-03, which is just simply another form of squalene. Squalene is a naturally occurring compound that your body makes. You do not make antibodies to squalene, because if that was the case, your body would attack its own liver in order to get rid of the squalene. Squalene is an oil. Oils do not produce immune responses. Proteins do. When squalene is prepared from the shark's source, it is heated to 120 degrees Celsius to denature or destroy all the proteins in it. So you do not have any impurities within the compound that may lead to your body attacking the shark proteins, but there's nothing in the squalene that's different from what our own bodies make. These are rumors, innuendo, unsubstantiated facts that are being thrown out there, and people are lapping it up because of the fear that's out there and it's misinformation. It is absolutely terrible when reading some of the stuff that is out there.
By the millions of these emails are being distributed.
Yeah, it's literally, you know, no pun intended, it's gone viral in terms of the information that's out there that isn't substantiated. There's no references. And I look at the references, there's none there.
Got to break it there.
Sure.